Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
What? Oh, we weren't on?
We were on break, yeah.
Oh, we were on break. So, I hope you keep doing your mother's nails.
Yeah.
Wow. I forgot we were on break there.
I did too.
Usually I would give it to you. Why didn't you tell me that? I'm making it.
I don't know. I thought maybe you had something.
Okay,
you,
so anyhow, yeah. Rachel, as you were saying, sixth grade.
Okay.
And it's harder and it's homework.
Yeah.
But is there a subject you like?
Math, I guess. Yeah.
Math?
Okay, good. That's very good. You can make a living at that.
Yeah.
Like some of the other subjects that we have taken and even taught. Very nice to meet you. Keep doing the nails as long as possible. Peggy is from Menominee, Michigan. She's a teacher who says, our son gave us these tickets for your show for Christmas. Took you a while to get here, though. I see. What a nice, thoughtful present. Where is that, you guys back there? Oh, you're way back there. May we have a picture of you with us so we can frame it and put it on his mantle. On his mantle. On his mantle, right? Is that the key word here? Great. Let's do it. I don't have a frame, but I'd give you that, too. You want to, how do you want to do this? You want to do it on stage?
Sure.
Well, yeah, come on down here on stage. Usually we do this after a show, but I feel it. Since I'm working during breaks, anyhow. Yeah. Come on down here. It's now, who's the family unit again?
This is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
And you're?
I'm Peggy.
Peggy, do we have a last name in this family?
Sure, we're the Barkers.
The Barkers, see, that's nice. I would say that. And are you related to them?
No, we're good friends. We're from Palatine, Illinois, outside Chicago.
Oh, Palatine, okay.
Yeah, Bears fans.
Bears fans.
Okay, don't mention it. Okay, so come on up here. Let's get on stage now. Let's do this as if you were actually part of the show. And you want to be in front of the map? Or the, is that in the Wienermobile? And the badger. Usually I stand between couples. Here, wait, I'll put my arm around her. That way.
That's better.
Okay. How's this look? Authentic? This will look good on a mantle. Did you take it yet? Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
There you
go.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thanks very much. That's going to look good on his mantle.
Do you guys want to throw the dart while you're up here? They can throw the
Isn't
dart while they're up here.
What?
You want to throw the dart while you're up here? Because I got to be honest, our town of the week that we got for this week is no good. We need a new town of the week.
Yeah.
You want to? They're not. They're just.
Yeah.
No, I guess
good
not.
Idea.
Okay.
No, it's not All happen. Right. That's them. Took care of that. If electricity. Oh, this is a good one. I'll let you say it. Jennifer Meyer, Green Bay. Okay. You want to do it?
Sure. If electricity comes from electrons, does morality come from morons?
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Okay, come on. Give her a little. Did you invent that? Or did you hear that somewhere?
Yeah, I invented it.
You invented it. Very good. Very good. Give your writer's credit for that. How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? An old Dylan fan here, huh? Matthew Sanborn? Hey, Matthew. I'd say one. Call him a man on the first road. Three or a multiple of three. Okay, we're all different. Why would you have to call him anything? He knows what he is. Okay. Are you surprised that you weren't chosen to replace Leno? I thought I had been. I thought I had been. And, you know, because of similarities in names, you know. The guy doing it. Yeah. Fallon, Feldman. I thought it was for a minute there. We want our own bobbleheads. Where can we get them made, Susan? In Ekroyd. Ekroyd? Yeah? How far have you gotten on that during this show so far?
I've got the heel done.
You got the heel done?
I've got the heel done.
Of a sock?
Yep.
That's very nice. So if it was for a one-legged individual, you'd be all done, really.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, that's really beautiful. Very nice. What's the secret to that? And you get, you know, you got the ribbing down the side of the sock like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that hard to do?
I did it on purpose.
You know, I thought it looks very purposeful. But I mean, is that hard to do? It's like a real sock.
No, it is a real sock, yeah.
No, I mean, but it looks like something you'd buy at Walmart. It's that good.
People have come up to me and said, you know, you can buy those at Walmart for about a dollar or two a pair.
How long does it take you to do a sock or two socks?
I don't know, a couple weeks.
Really, a couple weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. They're beautiful, though. It's a shame to put those on somebody's feet. Oh, they go on your feet?
They go on my feet.
Can I see the socks you're wearing now?
No, they're not hers.
Oh, those are not any good. Yeah.
Most of my socks.
Where are the ones that she does for you?
Well, I do all the time. Just not today.
Odd thing. Bobbleheads, you want bobbleheads?
Bobbleheads, yeah. We want bobbleheads.
I have one in my in our little game thing.
We want to give them to our children for Christmas next year.
We want bobbleheads of us.
Oh, you don't want bobbleheads of me to give to your kids? For
No, bobbleheads of us.
Get you two of them. We put one in a dress or something like that.
No, we thought it'd be funnier if they got bobbleheads of us.
Oh, then I can't help you. I don't know. Those are made in China. We had to send them back a couple times because they really don't do Jewish guys very good in China. In fact, it was a rather grotesque stereotype. And then we discovered that's what I really look like. Okay. I can get you that address, though, for the people, bobblehead people in China. I don't know what that means. Where can I buy two used tandem kayaks in Dane County? Get out of here. Do you travel with a nightlight? My friend Janine does. Did your medication just kick in? Or Audrey Brundage in... And she's in purchasing. All right, you don't have to get up. That's okay. You think I was going to run into you?
I didn't want to get in your way.
Oh, you're not. You'd never be in my way.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, too. Okay, Audrey Brundage. Can I get you to stand up here, Audrey, if you don't mind? Let's go through this right now. First of all, purchasing. What is that?
I spend other people's money and buy tanker loads of corn syrup.
Can't you use it for something else? Does it have to be corn syrup?
It's coconut oil, palm oil. I buy tankers.
Tankers full of, how can you, what do you do with it then?
We make food products out of it.
Oh.
In Vesper, Wisconsin.
Oh, what's the food product that comes out of that?
Creamers, coffee creamers.
Coffee creamers comes out of a tanker of?
Yes.
And you're the one who purchases it?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Oh, yeah, you're the one that's mentioned in here. It says, do you actually travel with a night light?
Yes, I do.
What is that exactly?
I don't know.
Miner's hat?
No, it's an actual plug-in night light.
Oh, you mean you take it with you when
She's
you go?
She's the perfect person to go on vacation with because she has everything.
Yeah.
You go to a condo or something like that, and all of a sudden there's a night light. Janine was there.
Do you leave them behind?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do by mistake.
How many do you own?
About four.
Well,
she's perfect. And then she picks on my husband when we go on vacation. Saves me some time.
She picks on...
Yeah, we go on vacation with our husbands and stuff like that, and she's not very nice to him, and it just saves me a lot of time.
She doesn't like your husband.
And she's not the only one.
Well, that makes for a nice vacation.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun.
She can take over that part of the arguments during vacation.
Yes.
That would be wonderful. Plus the nightlight.
Yes.
You are
the perfect person to go on vacation with.
Janine, you're the perfect person.
Well, thank you.
Let's give her something. Do we have anything that
sure.
would complete her trousseau of perfect
sure,
things?
Sure. How about giving her a chance to get background science to everything, reading David Remnick's Theories of Everything from Bloomsburg Publishing? No?
Eh.
You don't like it? Okay.
How about a bottle of wine?
Okay. How about a bottle of wine?
That's perfect. A little wine, a little nightlight. You can share it with your friend here. Forget the husband this time. Leave the husband.
I've been trying to give away that book for months.
How thick is the ice on Lake Mendota? I don't know. Lyle, do you know how thick the ice is now?
He claims that last week he claimed it wasn't thicker than a foot, but
no,
I think
about
it might
two
be.
Feet, maybe.
Than a man's foot?
Than a grown man's foot.
Yeah, does your mic work, Lyle?
About
works
about 2 feet.
What?
About 2 feet.
How do you know that, Lyle?
Someone went out there and augured into it, and that's how.
And that's how it augured? It augured to 2 feet. So anyone wants to know that? Steve Lindner, about 2 feet. What Olympic medalist do you most relate to? Bruce Jenner. And more and more. I'm getting some of the same work done.
See this here? I had to do.
Yeah, back into your ponytail. Stretch it all back into your ponytail. That's the secret. Okay, anyhow, let's go on and do the What Do You Know quiz. Chance to win fabulous prizes simply for why would you say multiples of three?
It seems like it takes three times to make the same mistake before you figure it out. Something like that. And that's how you grow up. You know.
All right. This is just a lyric from a song, though. You know, you're taking it a little seriously. I know Dylan said a lot of heavy-osity things. But they're, you know, I wouldn't think about it for all these years. It's ridiculous. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them. Okay, come on. You come up with that perfect humor there. Let's hear what else you got going for it. Okay, just go right up there and I'll. No, you're cool. Come on. Go. I'll meet you there. Qualified you enough with the morality and morons thing. That's very good. And you are?
Jennifer Meyer from Green Bay. Go Packers.
Green Bay. You got tickets, eh? You do?
Yes.
You always use all of them?
I acquire friends very quickly.
I bet you do.
Yes.
Okay. So that's like it. Has your family always had Packer tickets?
Yeah. They're actually one of the franchises that you can actually pass down your tickets from.
Yeah, you got it. You got to. Yeah. Otherwise, you don't get them.
So as long as I stay on my dad's good side, we're okay.
Yeah. How many you got?
Four.
Ooh, cow, I can't use all those each time, I wouldn't think. My daughter first wanted to go to Packers game. She said, Dad, you're on the radio. Just have people give you tickets and go. And I said, no, so I had to go on, you know, eBay, pay hundreds for them. But now I know you, Jennifer.
I got you.
Yeah. So what are you doing these days?
I'm a utility contractor.
You are?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or is it?
Can be.
What is that?
It's pretty boring.
Yeah.
We do directional boring, so we dig ditches.
Oh, it's actually
boring.
Can you
dig it?
It's literally boring.
It's literally boring.
Literally.
It's very unexciting.
Yeah. But do you do the actual boring part of it?
I can if I have to, but it's too cold.
Too cold to bore right now.
Yes.
Why are these borings being done?
Because you need service for your internet.
Oh, you do the boring for an internet?
Sure.
You'll agree to anything, aren't you?
Sure.
Really, you
know, to you, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, because I'm so harmless, right? That's what you're saying. All right, so Jennifer. So now, is this for a cable company you do these borings?
Yeah.
Is it a cable company we would know?
Yes, but I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh, you'd have to kill me?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. At least you could dig a hole and put me in. Pretty easy. And then, and you're from Green Bay, grew up there. Where'd you go to school there?
I grew up in Appleton, live in Green Bay. So.
Okay, big transition.
Yeah, huge.
Appleton people are different than Green Bay people, aren't they?
Yes.
That's what I thought, too. Okay, and then, so you went to school at Appleton West or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely, exactly that.
Cool.
Wow.
Is that the one with the rocket in front of it?
I think so, maybe. I didn't pay attention much during school.
There was
or going
a huge
to school.
Intercontinental missile right in front of the front door of the high school. Did you ever see that
yes.
on your way in or out?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's the one. And okay, so that's good. Is this a fun you're what, mid-20s now?
Yeah. Something like that.
Fun part of your life?
Yeah. I guess.
Having fun?
I mean, I'm not your age, so I don't have anything to
I'll trade you my card here that I just got in the mail for a Packer ticket. You could get...
Sounds like a deal.
You could get free hospitalization. Just have to convince them you're a 65-year-old man, that's all. I can do it, and I'll show anybody else can't. Okay, that's cool. And what do you do for kicks, fun times?
I do karaoke competitions around the
you
country.
You do?
Yeah.
You do? You enter?
Yeah, I just went to one in Vegas, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I got like six out of like 40
people. Out of how many, 12?
People.
What?
Out of like 45 people. It was like a week-long event.
Oh, you got
it
in sixth place.
Yeah. Brought my mom to Vegas. So.
What was your killer? What's your killer? Is your mom here?
No, she's not.
Yeah. What was your killer tune? What's your killer tune?
I like to go old school, do a little bit of like Melissa Etheridge.
You do?
I'm the only one type of.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know that, John?
No.
Okay. Come on now.
That's the killer?
That's the killer. It's fun.
Yeah. That one usually do it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And along the way, what songs do you do? As you're building up to your...
Anything you want to hear.
Hit me with your best shot?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, good.
Acapella.
Acapella.
You start it.
I guess we'll skip this part of the show. Unless you want to. You want to? No. No. Okay. That'd be a tough one to do. That's really good. Were you a trained singer, or you learned to, were you in a band or anything? Or
no, not really. I just went out to a bar one time and sang a song, and somebody said, "Holy crap, you can sing." And I was like, "Really? All right." I mean, everybody sounds like amazing when you're in your car jamming out. You have the acoustics going on. It's
bathroom,
great.
Bathroom, shower.
Sure, absolutely. It's great. Yeah. But, so.
Yeah. I always thought, why don't they record people in the shower? You know, I mean, that'd be, if I'm not so bad. But anywhere else,
sure?
I can't care. Well, you know why? Because you can hear yourself in the shower. Or you can't because the water's on and it's in your ears. It's one of the two things. You know, yeah. I'm not sure what. Well, it's great to have you here, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. And someone out there plays along with you. And how does that work then?
People who want to play along, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. And you ask them a qualifying question.
Sarah does a lot of karaoke.
Oh, gosh. Let us not speak of it.
Little sample?
No. Go. No, no, no.
She loves to do Liza Minnelli.
She could do great Liza.
That's true.
Do New York, the whole New York, New York thing.
It's not New York, New York. It's cabaret.
Cabaret, do the whole New York cabaret thing.
Do you know John Tulin? Every Saturday morning I come in here, I ask John Tulin to play this song for me before anybody is in the audience, and he refuses.
Those
and
little town blues. Come on.
He can play the song. No.
No one will sing for me. We go to the phones, right? So they play along with you after I do the qualifying question. Is that how it works?
That's exactly correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Out of the 715 new planets, we did that. Another qualifying question. I don't know what I did with it, though. Isn't that funny?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Dirtiest doctor tells me, let's see, ancient Greeks. But I can jump. Okay, let's do this here, then. Here's a question. How many gender options are now available on Facebook? Finally, gender options, and it's on Facebook now, and because it's complicated. So that's the question. If you are on Facebook, you now have a certain number of ways of describing your gender. And let's go to the phones right now and find out who knows this. A Facebooker out there should probably know this. Wooster, Ohio. Hey, Jacob.
Hello.
How's Wooster?
It's very good.
Wooster, I mean. It's Wooster, right?
Yeah, it's Wooster. Yeah. I mean, the snow's long, but we still have some.
Yeah, yeah. We did a show out there a few years ago.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
When you were about, I would say about 4.
No, I'm 9.
You're 9 now, but it was about 5 years ago, so you were about 4 years old. You probably didn't hear about it when we were in Worcester.
Oh, no.
No, okay. How are things going, Jacob? Pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got planned for today?
Let's see. Well, I am going to, give some stuff to a church, kind of like Salvation Army, only it's not the Salvation Army. But we're going to give some stuff to, we're going to give, it's like one of those big, it's like a mini car.
You're giving a car to your church?
Yeah, it's like a little mini car that runs on battery.
Oh. Oh, cool. That's nice.
Yeah.
Is that yours and you're giving it to the church for?
Well, yeah. I got it when I was maybe 3 years old, and so I've had it for about 6 years.
Well, that's nice. That's very nice, Jacob.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good of you to do that. Are you on Facebook?
No, I am not. No, I am not.
Okay, well, then we can't use this question.
I don't even have phone.
Okay. We're just going to give it to you then because we cannot use this question. Congratulations, Jacob, for giving that mini car to your church. You qualify for the What Do You Know quiz. Are you excited? Yeah, well, you deserve
thank
it. You deserve it. Jacob,
you.
This is Jennifer. She's your partner.
Hi, Jacob.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah. So the two of you now, you work together, okay? We have various questions, as you'll hear, and then you two of you work together on it and answer them, okay? Because you're pretty smart. You're pretty smart, right, Jacob, I sense?
Oh, yeah, I'm in third grade.
Your third grade is the toughest. Once you get through third grade, you know everything, pretty much. It's all downhill. Like fourth grade, yeah, already peaked. So
what?
I'm saying third grade is a very good grade to be in because you learn a lot of stuff. All the stuff you learn in your life probably is in third grade.
But the best part is my teacher, she doesn't give me any homework, so
no.
I don't have to learn anything when I get home besides, I have to do, maybe 20, 30, half an hour, minutes of reading, and then I'm good.
Then you're good. And then what do you do when you're all done with that?
I usually get on my Xbox and play NBA 2K14 for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You ought to give that to your church, too.
Oh, no. No, I got that for Christmas.
Oh, no, you can't do that. Maybe five years from now you can give that.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Jacob, Jennifer, we have various categories in this quiz. And what are they?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Jacob, we'll let you pick the first category. What would you like?
Read the categories to me again.
They would be current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Science.
Which one?
Science.
Oh, science. I'm sorry. I thought you said five.
Oh, no, you're...
Okay, a three-person embryo. Oh, that's not... All right, here's the question in science. We have to breathe 200, 300, or 1,000 times for each time a sea sponge breathes.
Jacob?
Oh, the sea sponge, live on the bottom of the ocean. They take very little oxygen to live on. We would have to breathe 200, 300, or 1,000 times for one sea sponge breath.
I'm thinking go big or go home, so probably 1,000. What do you think?
Go big or go home. Is that okay? Okay, yeah, 1,000. 1,000 breaths. Okay. Compared to a sea sponge. Now, you can test this yourself, but I wouldn't advise it.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there?
The categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends. Okay.
I'm counting on you, Jacob, so things we should have learned in school.
School, okay. This should be in the third grade level.
I think so. I'll go with
it. Okay, in his dictionary, how did Noah Webster spell soup?
Soup.
We know how it's spelled now, S-O-U-P, but how did Noah Webster and his old, the first guy to do a dictionary, really, around here.
Soup. S-O-U-P.
Okay, that's how we spell it now, but I'm saying when he put out his dictionary, actually he tried some spellings that were not adopted, is what I'm saying. So,
S-O-O-P.
That's it. You got it. What a guy. Yeah, he spelled it with two O's. And it never caught on, so that would be...
Two right and zero wrong.
He's doing great. Sarah, what's in there now?
Current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Okay.
Odds and ends?
Odds and ends. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Could be anything. Can strangers match photos of people and their dogs at a rate well above chance, or can't they?
What?
Can strangers match photos of people and their dogs at a rate well above chance, or can't they? In other words, do people actually look like their dogs?
I look like my dog.
You look like your dog?
I do look like my dog a little bit. He's a little bit dumber than I am, but I'm going to say yes. What do you think, Jacob?
Yes.
You've ever seen Lady and the Tramp?
Lady and the Tramp. They look exactly alike, but they're both dogs, I think. Well, okay, that's pretty good. You actually won. You could quit right now, or you could... what kind of dog do you have?
He's a... Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Yeah, you look a little Rhodesian Ridgeback. What?
I'm just chuckling
over here. Let's go for the mother load.
Let's go for the mother load.
Already with the mother load he wants.
I like your way of thinking.
This will all end up at the church, I know. Okay, so what's left then?
Current events, people, or places.
Okay. Jacob, what do you think? Current events, people. Okay.
People.
Who tilts their head more in a selfie? Men, women, or dogs?
Wow. Women.
Ridgebacks, I think we're referring to.
Women.
Women?
No, yeah. Really? I think so, yeah.
How do you know that, Jacob, at your early age?
I just know.
You just know? Are there some things you just know?
Yep.
And that's one of them, okay.
I'm going to agree with him. I'm going to say women.
Yes, women, and dogs do too. My dog is always... But you can't really call it a selfie, I guess, because he didn't take it. Okay.
Jennifer, you can get in the mood for tomorrow's Academy Awards with Seth Graham Smith's How to Survive a Horror Movie from Quirk Books, along with Mike and Vicki Walker's Cinemental Journeys, an uncommon guide to classic movie theaters in Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa from How High the Moon Publishing. And then take your favorite libation with you in a travel mug from Big Top Chautauqua. Keep warm wearing an athletic sweatshirt from Kenosha News. Relish acerbic controversial wordplay in Ambrose Bierce's The Unabridged Devil's Dictionary from the University of Georgia Press. And revel in Russian music created before the advent of the evil empire on the CD What Do You Know About Rachmaninoff with Cyrillic Free liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Jacob, you've won the pride of coin collections with the exclusive premium minted What Do You Know Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter featuring the immortal epithet E Pluribus Punem. Then keep traditionally clean with a bar of lemony fresh handmade lye soap from Old World, Wisconsin. Feel secure with your keys on a Kissel keychain from the Wisconsin Automotive Museum. Rock out with Flatfoot on the CD Wild Was Our Mercy. And tickle your intellectual funny bone playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including questions, contestants, audience, and the irrepressible Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to both.
Jennifer.
Thank you.
See you at the game. Jacob, hang on. Make sure you get all that stuff and get your address. Thanks for playing. Did a great job.
Does the bobblehead have a goatee?
I don't know. Does the bobblehead have a goatee?
That's a good question. I really haven't looked at it too closely recently. I will check that out and let you know. Otherwise, we'll draw one on for you.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on.